Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If you've just joined us, welcome to Radio Islam International and welcome to our program, Socially Speaking. I'm your host, Sister Zeenat. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Well, respected listeners, it is with a very heavy heart and much sadness that I am, doing this program today. The reason being that my beloved friend, Sister Hawa Kaka, who was also a very regular guest on this particular program, that is on Socially Speaking, and on many other programs on Radio Islam over the years, has passed away. Of course, after a long illness, she had eventually succumbed to breast cancer, amazingly, during Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I remember after she was diagnosed, she called me one day and she said, I need to talk about breast cancer. And she, ever since then, tirelessly and, of course, went out of her way to educate and to counsel and to bring awareness of the disease to so many people out there, and also giving so many women out there hope, alhamdulillah. She was an amazing woman. Really, I think I went to the funeral a little while ago, and I think every person I spoke to, I just mentioned what a wonderful person she was. Indeed, she was a wonderful person. May Allah Ta'ala grant her the highest stages in Jannah, protect her from the azab of the qabr, and grant her nur in her qabr, inshallah, to her beloved family and all her loved ones. May Allah Ta'ala grant to all of them sabr jameel and inshallah. Ameen. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for one and all. It will be very difficult, but Allah will make it easy, inshallah. Okay, well, this morning we start our program with the Monday morning focus, the ideal Muslimah and the community or society that we live in, inshallah. Today we're discussing very pertinent points. And the 2 points that I am going to discuss today and share with you from this book called The Ideal Muslimah is refraining from slandering the honor of others and seeking out their faults, which so many of us, unfortunately, knowingly and sometimes unknowingly do. But we need to understand what that really means in Islam. And also the other point is that a Muslim woman does not show off and boast. So those are very important. The thing is, sometimes we do it knowingly, but there's also times that we do it unknowingly. So we need to be aware of all these things, inshallah. Let's start off with the first one. A Muslim woman refrains from slandering the order, or rather the honor of others and seeking out their faults. Now, just before we do that, just to remind you that a little later in the program, we're doing drug talk today with Sister Nazia Saliji from the Nishtara Alcohol and Drug Rehabilitation Center here in Indonesia. And today we're talking about THC oil and how this is used at the moment in the electronic cigarettes or the e-cigarettes by our youngsters. Very interesting. I don't know much about this, but I would like to hear about this, and I'm sure our listeners out there would be interested. It's called e-cigarettes, if I'm not mistaken. So that's what we're going to be talking about today, and inshallah, we're going to share lots of information with regards to that with our listeners out there. Okay, so back to our Monday morning focus. The God-fearing Muslim woman restrains her tongue and does not seek out people's faults or slander their honor. And she hates to see such talk spread in the Muslim community. So this is something that we should not be doing ourselves, and we must dislike it so much, we must hate it, that we mustn't allow this to happen as Muslim women, and we mustn't allow this in our communities at all. The Muslim woman acts in accordance with the guidance of the Holy Quran and the Sunnah, which issues a severe warning to those corrupt and misguided men and women who indulge in slandering and rather the honor of others, and they will suffer a terrible punishment in this world and in the next. So you're going to be punished for it in this world too and in the next. Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran in chapter 24, verse 19, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, those who love to see scandal published, broadcast among the believers will have a grievous penalty in this life and in the year after. Allah knows and you know not. So Allah is telling us that we are going to be punished not only in the year after for what we are doing wrong on, in this dunya, especially where slandering the honor of others are concerned and seeking out the faults of other people, but He will, this punishment will be in this world as well. So we will be punished in this world for doing things like that. The one who indulges in the slander of people's honor and spreads news of scandal throughout the community is just like the one who commits the scandalous deed, as Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu stated, the one who tells the news of scandals and the one who spreads the news of scandals are equally sinful. So yes, as broadcasters, as journalists, as presenters, as newspapers, we need to be so careful. Radio stations, TV stations, everywhere, wherever news is broadcast, even in our own communities, even between friends and family, we need to be so careful when we are giving news about something. We need to make absolutely sure that what we are saying is true, it is correct. We need, as broadcasters, as presenters, we need to verify every fact before we broadcast these facts. So we need to be very careful. We cannot, if we do that, if we tell the news of scandals and we spread these scandals around, then we are equally guilty. So remember that, equally sinful. The true Muslim woman understands that the human shortcomings of some weak or careless women cannot be dealt with by seeking out their faults and their mistakes and broadcasting them throughout the community. If people do wrong, if people have done something wrong, it is not for us to broadcast about it and tell other people about it. The way to deal with them is by offering sound advice to the women or the person concerned, encouraging them to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and teaching them to hate disobedience themselves, always being frank without hurting their feelings or being confrontational. You know, I think this is also very important. Sometimes we see people doing wrong, but instead of being, doing it in a good way, in a nice way, in a diplomatic way, instead of explaining to people the wrong, we end up confronting these people and we end up hurting the people's feelings. So how we speak to them, how we do it, how we encourage people not to do wrong, we have to be very, very careful. We need to be very, make sure that by what you are saying, you are not going to be hurting the person's feelings. So that's another very big guna, is to hurt another person's feelings. So we need to be very careful. Kind words and gentle approach in explaining the truth opens hearts and minds and leads to complete spiritual and physical submission. So yes, very important for us to be very, very gentle and understanding and truthful in our approach when we are explaining or advising people. Now, for this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbids the Muslims to spy on one another and to seek out one another's faults. People have this habit, in big companies, you find people doing that, spying on each other's companies so that they can be one ahead of the other person. We need to be very careful about that. And Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran in chapter 49, verse 12, and Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and spy not on each other. We need to be absolutely careful about this as well. You know, sometimes we do it in the name of, we're not really spying on the people, we just want to know what they're doing so that we can be, perhaps we can do something better than them, or we can do it, but the fact of the matter is that we are spying on them, and that's wrong. exposing people's shortcomings, seeking out their faults, spying on them, and gossiping about them are actions which not only hurt the people concerned, they also harm the greater society in which they live. Therefore, the Quran issued a stern warning to those who love to spread scandal in the community, because whenever scandal is spread in a community, people's honor is insulted and rumors, plots, and suspicion increases, and then the disease of promiscuity becomes widespread. People become immune to acts of disobedience and sin. The bonds of brotherhood are broken, and hatred, enmity, conspiracies, and corruption are on the rise. So if we want to know why all these bad things are happening in our communities, then we need to understand why. Allah Ta'ala is very stern when He warns us about those who spread scandal in the community. This is what the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam referred to when he said, if you seek out the faults of the Muslims, you will corrupt them, or you will nearly corrupt them. So the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam issued a very stern warning to the Muslims against the danger of slandering people's honor and exposing their faults. He threatened that the one who takes such matters lightly would himself be exposed, even if he were hiding in the innermost part of his home. It is said that, do not hurt the feelings of the servants of Allah. Do not embarrass them. Do not seek to expose their faults. Whoever seeks to expose the faults of his Muslim brother, Allah will seek to expose his faults and expose him, even if he hides in the innermost part of his home. So Allah will, you know, expose you in this dunya also. Not only, you won't only get punished for it in the year after, but you will be exposed in this dunya and you will be punished in this dunya for, the wrong that we have done to our brothers. So if they have done, any of our Muslim brothers have done wrong, we should try and conceal their faults. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was deeply offended by those who were noisy, as rather nosy, suspicious or doubtful, or which sought to undermine people's reputation and honor. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to be very offended by that. He would become very angry whenever he heard any news of these aggressors who hurt others. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu described the anger of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his harshness towards those who slandered the honor of others. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave a speech that even reached the ears of virgins in their private rooms. In other words, it reached each and everyone. He said, O you who have spoken the words of faith, but faith has not penetrated your hearts, do not hurt the feelings of the believers and do not seek out their faults. Whoever seeks out the faults of the Muslim brother, Allah will seek out his faults, and whoever's faults are sought out by Allah will be exposed, even if he is in the innermost part of his house. So you cannot escape Allah. You can probably escape every other human being in the world, but the truth will definitely come out. These harsh words, which were even heard by the virgins secluded in their private rooms, reflect the anger felt by the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He started his speech with the words, O you who have spoken the words of faith, if you have accepted Islam, but faith has not penetrated your heart, but it hasn't still really penetrated your heart. How great is the sin of those who are included among those whose hearts are deprived of the blessings of faith. May Allah Ta'ala guide us all, inshallah. Unfortunately, we cannot continue with this. We will continue with the next part of the next points, inshallah, in our next program. Well, we're going to take a break now. When we return, it's time for Drug Talk with Sister Nazia Saliji from the Nishtara Alcohol and Drug Rehabilitation here in Lanesha. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a few moments.
Radio Islam cannot guarantee that any business, insurance or financial institution whose services are advertised are Sharia compliant.
invest up to 30,000 rand per year in a Sharia-compliant tax-free savings account with 27-4 investment managers. You can now invest in our top-performing Sharia-compliant unit trusts, knowing that all capital gains and dividends you earn are completely tax-free and have access to your money at any time. Grow your money tax-free by calling us today on 011-442-2464 or visit 274.com. 274 Investment Managers is an authorized financial services provider.
You don't have to go to India to experience exotic spices. Come to Mars Spice. We select the best. We clean the best. You get the best. Dana, Jiru, Garam Masala, Maschachas Mexican Manchurian Spices. Bring your daddy and your nanny to Mars Spice. Turn your cooking into a fine art. Come visit us at Mars Spice. 33 Concord Place, Lanesia. 011-854-3256. Behind Jamia Masjid.
The cheaper, faster, and safer way of cooking. Yes, that's Snappy Chef. Snappy Chef specializes in a wide range of induction stoves, including a two-plate Snappy Chef gas stove, top-quality cookware, kettles, and much more. Phone Snappy Chef in Pretoria on 012-997-1612. That's 012-997-1612. Or visit www.snappychef.co.za. Snappy Chef, the cheaper, faster and safe way of cooking in South Africa.
You are currently on Radio Islam. Don't touch that dial.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to Socially Speaking and welcome to the program Drug Talk. I'm your host, Sister Zenith, and my guest today is Sister Nazia Saliji from the Nishtara Alcohol and Drug Rehabilitation Center here in Lanesia. Assalamu alaikum. Jazakallahu khair for joining us this morning, Sister Nazia.
Wa alaikum salam, Sister Zenith, and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to all the Radio Islam listeners out there, and jazakallah for having us in your space this morning.
It's wonderful. I really was looking forward to talking to you again this morning. Alhamdulillah, it's been a while. You know, we always say in a month's time, but we always end up, you know, 2-3 weeks later, so it becomes a little longer than normal, and there's always something coming up. You know, we cannot plan. Allah plans. Allah is the best of planners, alhamdulillah.
Gee, indeed, Sister Zenith.
Okay, today we're talking about THC oil. I don't know anything about that, Sister Nazia. I think you'll have to explain that to us. And also e-cigarettes or electronic cigarettes. Now, I didn't know you get things like that. So, please, we're going to read. It's interesting, you know. It's fascinating to know about all these things. We're going to actually talk about this THC oil and how this is used at the moment in e-cigarettes by our youngsters.
Gee, certainly, Sister Zenith, you know, as we always say, things are innovating, things are changing, technology is moving in, and, you know, old ways of doing things are moving out. So it's important for us to keep up with the trends. And one of the trends that actually showed up in 2004 was the electronic cigarette. Now, the e-cigarette is actually what we call an electronic cigarette or a vaporizer cigarette. It's a device that emits doses of vaporized nicotine, which are inhaled. So basically, it's comprised of three parts. It has the mouthpiece, which is also called a cartridge, and then it has the atomizer, and this is where it's a heating element, so it heats up the syrup that one would put inside the cigarette, and then it has a battery and some electronic components, which allows the person to basically light up the end of the cigarette, so the vapor comes out, and it basically charges the whole device. So what would happen is a person would put syrup inside the atomizer or the cartridge, and then a smaller plastic cup within the mouthpiece holds the absorbent material. It's a liquid. So I'm sure in our shopping malls and that, we have seen a lot of these little stalls pop up where they're selling the electronic cigarettes. There's different companies that make it. They make different types of e-cigarettes, and they make different types of liquids, different flavors, if you can call it that. So basically, that is the e-cigarette. It is an electronic cigarette that is rechargeable and reusable, and it comes with different types of flavors which have different strengths of nicotine in the flavors, or you could have a nicotine-free flavor as well.
Okay, so basically what happens is that you will not be inhaling nicotine anymore or smoke. Is that what this thing is all about?
You would be inhaling the nicotine, because every flavor, if you were to choose a flavor that has nicotine, has a certain percentage of nicotine. So you would have, like, if you think of certain Chappies or certain gum and certain patches, they contain a certain milligram of nicotine just to control the cravings of somebody who was trying to leave cigarettes or to cope with the withdrawals of leaving cigarettes. So in the same way, in the syrup is a certain percentage of nicotine, which is mixed with vegetable oil and different flavorings and colorants to give it the raspberry taste or the strawberry taste or the licorice taste. It comes in many different flavors.
Mm-hmm. Is it safer in any way than the conventional cigarette?
There's no definite study to say that it hasn't been deemed safer than cigarettes, but there isn't one that says that it is safer than cigarettes either. What's happened is, because it's new on the market, it's fairly new, studies have been inconclusive at this point, which means they don't really have the proof they need to say it's more dangerous. What they say is that the smoke emitted from a cigarette is extremely harmful, because that is where the release of chemicals takes place, and we inhale that. Now, with an e-cigarette, remember I said it's also called a vaporized cigarette. It's vaporized. So it's vapor that goes and it basically disappears. But inhalation of that vapor still causes a certain degree of damage to your lungs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How does it really work? You know, just for the benefit of our listeners, I mean, you are explaining to us, but just basically, just to give us a quick recap of what you've said, how does the cigarette again work?
Okay, basically what we said is an electronic cigarette is a rechargeable, reusable device which contains three parts. It's the mouthpiece, the atomizer, and then the lower part of it, which would be the battery and some electronic components. Because remember, when they pull it in, the tip of the cigarette lights up. Mm. So basically, the person who is addicted to smoking is addicted to the motion of picking up something, putting it between their fingers, and then between their lips, and seeing the end light up, and then they blow out smoke. So it's saying that the behavior, you know, you still feel as if you're smoking a cigarette, but you're getting a lesser dosage of the nicotine of what a normal cigarette. And you're getting only like a percentage of the number of chemicals contained in a cigarette. So what would go inside the cigarette is a syrup, and that is my focus today. The syrup that they put inside the cigarette to make it basically vaporize and give it the flavor, that is where the THC oil is now coming in.
Okay. So now this THC oil, what exactly is it? What is it used for?
Sisters, in a THC oil, firstly, THC is short for tetrahydrocannabinol. This is the chemical found in dacha, which actually creates or gives the user the high. So what people have managed to do is to extract the THC from the plant itself, and then they basically prepare it into an oil. They prepare it as an oil, and this oil is then put into an electronic cigarette, and it is smoked. So
it defeats the purpose. Really? I mean, yeah, you're trying to stop smoking by using this device so that you don't get in that amount of, nicotine that you normally get in, and you're trying to get rid of this habit of smoking. And, yeah, again, it is used for something completely different again.
Absolutely, Sister Zina. What I found is that, this, it's your sense of perception. If somebody wants to use a substance, and it is like dacha, for instance, it's got a very unique, strong, potent smell. That's, you know, the first thing that you can pick up, or the first sign that you can see that someone's been smoking is when you smell. So the benefits of using the oil, I can say, not benefits, but somehow they see it as an advantage. The oil, THC itself, is odorless. You cannot smell it. So if someone was to have the oil and put it in the atomizer, they would smoke it, nobody is going to pick up that they're actually smoking dacha. It's like smoking dacha. The other thing is that it's easy to transport. They feel that, you know what, to carry a suspicious-looking, grass-looking packet, you know, is more suspicious. They're going to catch on to me faster. So it's better if I, you know, buy the oil, put it in a syrup, a flavor bottle. My parents or my significant other will think that, you know what, I'm just smoking a flavor. And yet, the THC oil is much more concentrated, so it's much more potent than smoking dacha, because you are now extracting the concentrated dose of THC from the plant itself. And in order for them to do this, this is the scary part, is they use things like thinners to actually soak the dacha in there to extract the THC. So you don't know what you're actually smoking. You could be smoking, benzene thinners and THC in that little bottle of flavor. So the dosage is extremely concentrated, the high is extremely dangerous, and the effects are extremely dangerous. And one thing that listeners must know, I just want to, you know, say to you, there's different types of e-cigarettes out there. And, you know, if we were to try and help our children come off and they say, you know what, mom, this thing is better, you know, it's 400 to 500 rand. It starts from 400 to 500 rand upwards. And you buy this for them, you wouldn't know what kind of syrup that child was putting or that person was putting inside there. There's no way to tell.
Mm-hmm. Especially since you say that this one is actually odorless.
Absolutely.
And does it have any color?
Okay, Sister Zenith, the color of the cannabis oil, it's a sticky red or dark caramel colored substance which contains the high level of THC. And it is produced, I say again, it's produced by using solvents like butane or thinners, which is easy to get at the local hardware and that, and benzene as well. So it looks like honey, and it has an appearance and texture of honey as well.
So you as a parent wouldn't really know, you know, that they are actually not smoking anything else but, you know, this dangerous thing called, well, this oil, this THC oil.
Gee. And also, Sister Zenith, you know, these things are produced not in a laboratory. They're produced in garages and in some, you know, not a laboratory setup. So you can't trust. You can't say for sure that, look, this is what's in it. It's this thinners or there's benzene. You know, they, like I said, they're innovating, they're changing, and so we are trying to keep up with them.
So they're definitely dangerous, and we and what is it that parents should actually be looking out for? You know, okay, they may have these e-cigarettes with them. Is it, by the way, very easily available now, or do you have to order it, or can, you know, something like that?
Sister Zena, to get an e-cigarette is as easy as walking into your shop or walking into some petrol stations are now stocking e-cigarettes and the flavors. That's how popular it's become. You know, when we walk up to the teller or the you know, and we say, I need a box of this cigarette or that cigarette, you can now ask for your flavors as well for your e-cigarette, and the e-cigarette is very easily available. If you walk through any shopping mall, there's at least one stand or one vendor selling the cigarette.
Mm-hmm. And you said they're a bit expensive though, not very cheap?
Yes, it depends, because if you're going to go for your cheaper makes, because remember that it was developed by the Chinese, actually, so you will get your cheaper makes that are out there, but not as effective as, you know, the more expensive makes. They start from about 300 to 400 rand, and they can cost, the most expensive can even cost you about 2,000 rand.
Okay, we're going to take a very short break. When we return, inshallah, we continue with our program. A reminder to our listeners that our number to dial if you have any questions and or concerns, and I think we as parents should be having questions and should be having concerns, then the number to dial is 011-854-1548. You can also SMS me on the number 082-84-92-786 or WhatsApp me on that number too. Okay, stay with us. We'll be back in a few moments. We're talking about the e-cigarettes and something called THC oil that, you know, our youngsters are actually using these days. So stay with us. We'll be back in a few moments. What are we going to talk about?
There are over 210 million orphans globally. We can't help all of them. But what if we each just helped one? The Al Imdad Foundation now gives you an opportunity to help just one orphan in any of 9 countries. For just 500 Rand per month, you can help safeguard the dignity of an orphan by assisting them with basic needs such as food, clothing, shelter, medical care, and education. Our orphan sponsorship program allows you to track the progress of your orphan through regular feedback. Make a difference in the life of an orphan today. Visit alimdad.com or call 0861-786-243.
Salinasia Muslim Association, your partner in fulfilling your responsibility of granting your child the greatest gift of basic Faratini education. We urge you not to compromise on this need of your child, which will be Thawabi Jariya for you. Salinasia Muslim Association invites you to earn Thawabi Jariya by educating a learner at only 250 per month or part thereof. A few rands in the LMA 10 will keep the wheels turning of serving Mujesa and Masjid.
Shama Spice World of Indonesia has the following specials. Sana Stella Brown Basmati Rice 5 kilograms, 99.90. Sana Super Kernel Low GI Basmati Rice 5 kilo, 95 rand. Steer Sources 375 mils, 14 rand. Ariel Otto 2 kilograms, 48 rand. Cool Baked Beans 410 grams, 3 for 22.50. Royal Baking Powder 200 grams, 13 rand. Close Up Toothpaste Red 125 mils, 3 for 20 rand. Now in stock, a wide range of Amina's Masalas and Marinades. Get Shama Spice World. Contact 011-852-5568.
What assures a captivating radio advert? What guarantees a catchy radio promo? Well, besides a good script, it certainly requires a dynamic voice. And that's what we at Radio Islam are looking for. If you feel that you have that dynamic and clear voice that we require for quality sound adverts and promos,
then contact the advertising department
at Radio Islam on 011-854-7022 or email voice at radioislamlive.com. Now and earn easy extra cash.
You're listening to Radio Islam Medium Wave 1548.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We're talking about THC oil and how this is used at the moment in e-cigarettes or the electronic cigarettes by our youngsters. Talking to us is Sister Nazia Siliji from the Nishtara Alcohol and Drug Rehab Center here in Indonesia. Reminder to our listeners, if perhaps you have any questions or concerns, please do feel free to contact us. The number to dial is 011-854-1548. And also, you can also WhatsApp me on that number, or you can call in on 0811-852-854-1548. Okay, we have a few questions that's come in, but while I'm looking at the questions, let's just ask Sister Nazia about this. How do you know the effects of this oil, this cannabis oil? What is it that we look out for?
The things that parents should look out for, Sister Zenith, and respected listeners, you know, the effects of dacha. We all know the signs and symptoms of you know, someone who is using. We've done it before on a previous show, but just to rehash, if someone is smoking dacha, what we're going to see is red eyes. Obviously, the smell is going to be, you know, all over the place or all over the person. We're going to see delayed reactions. We're going to see giggling. We're going to see extreme delay in everything. So the effects of cannabis is roughly the same as those experienced by someone who's smoking marijuana. But in order for them to make the THC oil, the dacha plant has a male and female plant. The male plant is called marijuana, and the female plant is called hashish. Now, hashish contains 50% more THC in it than your normal dacha plant, than the male plant. So the users or the guys who prepared, they definitely go for the hashish plant to extract the THC so that the THC oil has the concentration desired to achieve the high. Now, if a person is going to use this for the first time, and it's extremely dangerous because they do not know the concentration of THC. They do not know. They're going to experience intense joy, talkativeness, euphoria, like happiness. They're going to be calm. They could be, on the flip side, extremely paranoid, extremely anxious, extremely nervous, and lazy. Some even go into a depression, because dacha in itself is what we call a downer. It actually makes someone feel very down, depressed, calm. So it's very frightening for someone who hasn't used before, because when they start using, that first feeling of loss of control will start to make them very anxious. And also, just to add, liquid THC is all the rage for teenagers at the moment, meaning it's very much in fashion, and especially for the marijuana users, they're very excited about this because it's odorless. And that in itself makes it very difficult to identify.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's take our two questions that's come in. It says, Assalamu alaikum, Jazakallah khair for the educational program. Now that the youngsters are buying tobacco, some paper bag and rolling it and smoking it, when questioned, they say it's safer than cigarettes, because it has nicotine. Is that true?
Okay. Are we talking about your tobacco that you buy in packets and then it's being rolled?
Yeah, and rolling it in brown paper or something, mm-hmm. and then or newspaper for all I know, mm-hmm. and then smoking it. Mm-hmm. And when they are questioned, they say it's safer than cigarettes because it's got nicotine. Nicotine is bad.
Nicotine anyway. Is extremely bad and extremely addictive. Also, please bear in mind, if they're going to be smoking it, rolling it and smoking it themselves, where's the filter? Because as you know, cigarette tips have a filter. The orange part is actually the filter. Now, if someone's going to be rolling tobacco in brown paper or in Rizla or in whatever, they're directly inhaling all the chemicals that come with that tobacco. In fact, I think that this person or that is actually just trying to calm the parents down to say that, you know what, don't worry about it. It's safer. Can't you see, it's not coming in a cigarette packet. You know, it's user-friendly. It's the same problem we're having with hookah pipe. Where is the filter between the tobacco and the end, the mouthpiece? Where is the filter? There is no filter. So you are directly inhaling all the chemicals involved in making, in the process of making that tobacco. Don't be fooled, dear listeners. Don't be fooled.
Okay, then another one that's come in. It says, Assalamu alaikum. It's been said that dacha oil is a good treatment for cancer patients. What is your opinion on that? Shukran.
Wa alaikum salam. You know, cancer is a terminal illness, and there's a lot of pain and there's excruciating pain involved when it comes to the last stages, especially of cancer. And my opinion is that dacha being a downer and containing THC, which is the main ingredient, which makes you feel, like we said, calm, euphoric, it doesn't take the pain away. It's not a treatment. It's what we call a delay. It delays the sensation. Once the high in that is over, you will definitely feel the pain again. So dacha, like I said, it just delays the feeling of the pain. But I don't think that it can be used on its own as a treatment for cancer. Mm-hmm. And we do get this question a lot because, as you know, in some traditions, religions and cultures, dacha forms a big part of their beliefs. So what would happen is, you know, the kids, especially in schools, for example, would say to us, but my grandfather used it for asthma. And, you know, but here's the thing. Our grandparents or their grandparents took it straight from the ground, boiled the dacha, and then drank the water, but did not consume the plant. And yet today, the kids want to smoke dacha. People and adults want to smoke dacha and say, but it's got healing elements, which isn't true.
Mm-mm.
It isn't true.
Okay, another question that's coming. It says, Assalamu alaikum. My daughter bought an electronic one, that's I guess the cigarette, for his 70th birthday. I wonder if it's perhaps for his father, her father.
Yes.
And he uses it after 49 years smoking.
Yes.
Left it, and my sinus is gone. Mm-hmm. Sugar, enjoyed program, sister from Woodbank.
Chizakula.
I don't know if it's now for the father or perhaps for the lady herself.
Yes, perhaps it's for the father. Like I said, you know, the studies on the harms of the electronic cigarette have been inconclusive. So there's no proof to say that this is going to harm you more than cigarettes. I don't think so. I think that the fact that you can buy the syrups or you can buy the flavors, and you can even choose to have non-nicotine flavors, you know, where they don't have any nicotine, that is something that helps people to come off. Remember that I can even give you a lollipops and say, every time that you list for a cigarette, please can you use this lollipop, you know, just suck the sweet or that. And with the correct willpower, and shukr alhamdulillah for the gentleman involved, he left cigarettes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you this, it is 99% your willpower to succeed and 1% what you're going to use to get there. You know, it's like the placebo effect where, you know, we said the story before of the guy who went to the doctor with the Brufens, and he said, doctor, Brufen is the only thing that can help me. And doc says, okay, here's 5. If it doesn't work for you, please come back tomorrow. So the next day, sure enough, he was back there. He says, doctor, I used those Brufens, and you know what? Those Brufens worked, but now it's finished, so I need more. Doctor had a red flag going off in his head. He says, are you sure those 5 Brufens worked for you yesterday that I gave you? So the patient says, yes, doctor. As soon as I got a headache, I popped those Brufens, and, you know, like not even 5 minutes, I was sharp. And the doctor says, well, I have news for you. That wasn't Brufen. That was Smarties.
Okay, so basically it's your willpower. It's in your head. It's what you want to do. And you can do it. If you put your mind to it, you can do anything, alhamdulillah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay, my husband, she bought for her dad. It's just a clarification there. But
oh,
alhamdulillah,
she bought it for
yeah.
dad.
Okay, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Well, it works for some people, but we need to be aware of the dangers involved also. What are our youngsters using it for? So we need to be very careful about that. Okay, let's talk about, you know, they talk about something called vaping. What is that all about?
Sister Zinat, as I indicated to you and to our listeners, that when you use an electronic cigarette, it's not they don't call it smoking. They call it vaping because it's a vaporizer. Another name for an electronic cigarette is a vaporizer. Due to the fact that it doesn't emit smoke, it emits vapor. So vaping would refer to when they're smoking. It's called vaping. And the use of the liquid, obviously, would increase, you know, the effect, and it would increase the whole experience of vaping. That is where the THC oil would come in.
Okay, and just very briefly, I think we've come to the end of our time already.
Yes.
What can parents do about it?
Parents, communication. And unfortunately, I know they say you shouldn't impose on your child's privacy, but I think being your child's own best friend and knowing exactly who they are associating with, because they say, show me your friends and I'll tell you who you are. So be wary, who are your children's friends? Observe them in their social settings to be aware of what is it that they are doing. And everything and anything that you pick up on, and, you know, as a parent, your instinct says to you, something's not right. You know, sit down with your child, talk to them, and make them aware of the fact that you are aware of what's going on out there in their social circles. As parents, like I said, everything is innovating. We need to continuously keep up with the times. And look it up, you know, go onto Google. You know, your kids are Googling everything. In fact, one scary thing I must say is that children can even look up the recipe on how to make their own THC oil on Google. So as parents, we need to also say, well, I'm aware of, you know, these kinds of things, and I want to tell you as my child, I love you, I care for you, and I think that you should stay away from such things. And instill your kids, you know, within them such values and models that they would hold steadfast to those values and models in any circumstance.
Inshallah.
Ameen.
Well, I hope this bit of education that we shared with our listeners will be of benefit to each and everyone out there.
Inshallah.
And really, I think as parents, we need to make sure we understand. Anything comes out, find out. If you don't, if you cannot do it, then find out from somebody else. And there's always somebody around that can help you.
Absolutely.
Well, Jazakallah khair for a very interesting, very informative and very educational program, Sister Nazia. We certainly do appreciate it.
Barakallah, Sister Zina.
And we hope to have you with us again. If anybody would like to contact you at the Nishtara Rehab Center, can they?
Yes, absolutely, Sister Zina. Jazakallah to everybody for allowing us in your space once again. And you can contact me on 011-854-5988 at Sanka Nishtara. And we are situated behind Trade Route Mall in Extension 9 in Lanesia.
Well, that's it then from us. Jazakallah wa khair once again. And inshallah, we will be back, hopefully, next month.
Inshallah. Ameen.
Okay, that's it then from us. Until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.